Are we starting?
I think so.
Is this how we start?
You're the only one with a mic.
I am the only one with a mic. This is nice, being the only person with a mic. How does that make you feel, Jeff?
Tiny.
Yeah, you sound tiny.
Yeah.
Say something from the movie The Fly.
Your penis is sore.
No, that's not from The Fly. The Fly, it's more like, "Hey, I'm Jeff Goldblum." That's more of. Oh, you got a mic now.
Oh yeah. It looks like some people are in the chat channel.
And
if you are, please type, because this is our first time using the new YouTube interface, and I'm not sure it works.
Oh, YouTube.
Oh, look,
interface.
People are typing. Yay.
There we go. Ink Within already with us.
Oh, we need your email
Young
address,
killer.
Adrian, and I'm sure I have it, but just email me, because we might have some business for you.
We might have some business for our good friend Adrian. Everybody knows Adrian. He does all the artwork.
Because it's t-shirts. Spreadshirt.wackygamer.com.
Spreadshirt.
Yeah.
.wackygamer.com.
.com.
If you want one of our t-shirts that Adrian actually did all the artwork for. He does all of our artwork, and he kicks some ass. But that's not the point.
I'm drinking adult vitamin water tonight.
Yes, we are both drinking adult vitamin water. We've had very hard days of business.
Mine programming, Adam's trimming.
Trimming marijuana.
Oh, why'd you have to say marijuana?
Oh, are we not saying that?
No, we're just going to... I like the fact that you have a trim job.
A trim job sounds sexy. It sounds a lot sexier than sitting in a basement with a bunch of other miserable people.
Are they miserable?
Talking. Well, it's just tedious work.
Yeah, but you got your headphones, right? You said you can listen to music.
You listen to music. I've been listening to the Mustache Rangers and Tom and Mike Eat Snacks.
Okay.
You know, those are two good podcasts. Not as good as ours.
No, not nearly as good.
Nowhere near.
Not nearly as random and on topic.
Mike and Tom actually contacted us for tips. And I was like, fuck you guys, you're Bush League.
Yeah.
That's
what
I said.
We don't even want to deal with you.
Yeah.
You're a little too below us.
Michael Ian Black, what have you done lately? Like, why weren't you on
Reno
911?
Oh, right.
Yeah, the state?
Yeah.
Who? Come on.
What was that, 20 years ago?
Just because you've had like five major TV shows and I... have been on I Almost Got Away With It.
I got cut from a documentary.
You did?
Yeah.
Was it a documentary about you? Because that would be sad.
That would be hilarious.
That would be really sad. We thought it was better without Jeff.
I was cut, and they still released a zero-minute documentary. It was just a credit roll. Well,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Just a credit roll.
They were happier with the credit roll than
I saw
with
that.
My performance
credit
in
roll,
the documentary. Yeah.
That was good. I thought they were going to get into the history of credits. They didn't.
No, it was about me, but they tried to save face by calling it a credit roll.
And I loved it. The part of Jeff was played by no one. That's what it
said. We need to stop shaking the table because people are going to get sick.
People get sick of us all the time.
Not sick of us, just
just
like motion sickness.
Well, I'll try and sit back. God damn it, I shook the table again. All right, I'll sit back. You know, what do we want to talk about today? Do we have anything?
I've been sick.
You've been sick? Why?
Have we recorded since Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Did we?
I thought we did.
No, we didn't last weekend.
We didn't?
Nope.
Man, we are awful. No wonder we have zero views.
Yeah, no wonder no one's watching our shit anymore.
Well, here's...
But anyway, I got in-laws in town, and it was horrible.
Yeah.
As in-laws always are. And we have a standing policy. I don't know if I told you this. 24 or 48 hours in our house, and that's it. You got to go.
That seems like a good policy.
So if you're coming for longer, we'll even chip in for the hotel room. But it helps everyone out. Everyone gets their space and go home at the end of the day and feel like they're, not in each other's shit. We violated that.
Really?
We being my wife. invited her family over, and they stayed for 4 days.
4 days is
I don't want to get into specifics because they may be listening, but I was going crazy day three.
Yeah, well, you know, your wife is listening. She knows all this shit.
She knows all this shit, but I don't want her dad knowing all the dirty laundry.
Did you put like their toothbrush in your butt or something?
No, I didn't do anything. But
because I put a couple toothbrushes.
What blew
in
donkey
my butt.
Nuts is they got here Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So they're here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It was actually, they got here
4 days
Tuesday.
After Tuesday. All
yeah,
right.
So four full, and Saturday night they left. Saturday afternoon and Saturday night.
So they raped your Saturday.
And I got sick on Saturday.
Oh, that's
so I didn't
sweet.
Even get my Sunday to myself.
Wait, but how are you sick where you're not alone?
What do you mean?
What do you mean your Sunday wasn't to yourself?
Like, I didn't get my Sunday. I didn't get to enjoy my Sunday because I was miserable on the sofa.
Oh, I love those fucking days, though.
It's different on a weekday when, like, Price is Right is on and shit.
Well, Sunday, they got some good programming. Sunday. I like any excuse that means that it's okay for me to just sit. Like, seriously, if I got hit by a bus tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I woke up in the hospital, I'd be like, oh, sweet. Time off work.
Oops.
Yay, I did it.
What did you do?
That I got hit by a bus and got time off of work.
Why would you do that?
Again, it's because it's a ready-made excuse. You don't even have to feel guilty. You know how you feel guilty, like sometimes when you're just sitting on the couch playing games and then you look out the window and it's a beautiful day? There's no guilt. No guilt. I try and get sick. I lick homeless people just so I can have a day.
Yeah, but you're marginally employed. So, like, every day is a sick day for you.
No, every day isn't a sick day. I work tons of hours.
Now, until the trim job runs out.
That's right. And then I'll only have the two jobs. I teach ESL in the morning.
I know the ESL. And then allegedly.
Script doctoring.
You actually have any contracts right now?
I have people that I script doctor for.
All right.
And then the trimming. Three jobs.
All right.
So right now.
I'll give you that.
Right now, my typical day is between 8 and 12 hours.
And just so people know, there's something going on with the live comments that it's not working quite right. So we're not seeing them update very often.
Yeah, we're never seeing them update.
So hopefully we'll be able to see it. I did see Blimey's on, and she's drinking lemonade.
Yeah. Mike's hard?
No, not Mike's hard. Oh. Just straight fucking lemonade
shit. Just real lemonade.
Yeah.
You got some rum for that?
It's boring. Oh. But I did want to mention... Blimey and I tried to record Serious Sam. Steam has been having sales. They're still having sales right now. And if you haven't seen it, this is a pro tip for you. Go on Steam every day and put 10 games on your wish list. Mm-hmm. You don't have to buy them, but just put 10 games that you intend to buy on your wish list. And then you click on the game of the day, the deal of the day.
Yeah.
And you get entered into a competition, and 10 people every day win the 10 games on their wish list.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, so every day from now till I think Christmas or December 31st.
Do you have to actually buy something in order to join?
No.
Oh, maybe I'll do that.
You just create an account.
I guess I'll do that.
Yeah, you might as well.
I don't even know what any of this stuff is, but I'm doing it.
It's games on your computer, which you hate to do.
Oh, well, I'm not doing it.
So...
There's no room on my computer for that.
Yeah, because you put all their fucking video editing shit.
Well, that and porn.
And, Hail Bleegion. So, anyway, we will post, we'll figure it out, Blimey and I, but we'll post what we did get. We had a little recording incident where we didn't get everything, but the, like, thing crashed.
Oh, okay.
And we didn't know it. Right, and we kept going. So whatever we have.
Our level of professionalism.
Yeah, that said, Serious Sam, we were talking at the end of it, which we know we didn't get on tape.
All right. Well, what about Serious Sam?
Blimey and I may do a little contest. Maybe we'll give away copies of Serious Sam. Maybe we'll have a multiplayer co-op game.
Is there a new Serious Sam?
No, this is like the original.
The original's great.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Serious Sam 2, fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Can't even play it.
It's doable. But anyway, if you guys want, we'll do like a multiplayer co-op game, maybe the week between or the week of New Year's or something. But you guys tell us in the comments if you're interested.
Yeah.
And we'll do it.
Serious Sam's cool because it's like what if Ash Winston, instead of fighting.
It's Ash Williams, by the way.
Yeah. His name in Serious Sam is Ash Williams.
No.
I thought, oh, really? Williams?
Yeah, dude, you said it. You know how much fucking editing I had to do to correct for you?
Why would you even bother?
Because you look like a retard.
Who
and
cares?
Here's
Why
one,
you call,
one
you
opportunity.
Me out. You're calling me out right
Only,
now.
I wasn't going to, but you brought it up.
Are you sure it's not Winston?
We got to Google Ash it. Williams.
Williams?
Yes.
Winston's so much better. Tell me that name isn't better.
It's not a better name.
Oh, come on.
Who's the guy in Evil Dead, people? You can put it in the comments, but
Williams.
I know I'm right.
Really? I thought it was Winston.
No, and I fucking an hour cutting up audio.
I don't know why you'd bother.
So you don't look like an idiot.
I just put it in the comments. Adam's
kind of
dumb.
Because I wanted people focusing on the argument and not on the fact that Adam doesn't know his own character for Nerd Wars.
I really thought for years that it was Winston. And I still think it's a better name.
It's a good name.
Because it's like it sounds like a gun.
And Blimey even said Ashley Williams.
That's too bad.
Yeah, well, you're the tard now, dog.
No, I'm a guy who messed up a name. I think the nerd community puts themselves too seriously with shit like that, where it's like, actually, it's pronounced Kal-El, not Kal-El.
I love this troll, Big Dworn, which is like, are you in your mom's basement? Yeah, we're totally in our mom's basement, you queer.
I go into your mom's basement sometimes.
Yeah, it's weird nice because she doesn't live there anymore because we buried her. But
oh yeah, it's weird. But I just go down there. I put on some of her clothes.
That black couple really gives you weird looks.
Yeah, it's nothing sexual. I just kind of sit down there, just you know, smell the old lady smell. It's good times. It doesn't smell like old ladies anymore. It smells like a 30-year-old couple.
It smells like cocoa butter.
See, why'd you have to go there?
There's strippers that live in the basement.
Oh, they're strippers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's why you're trying on women's clothes. So
that explains those three women who keep yelling at me.
Yeah, get the fuck out of our place.
Get off of that pole. That's our workout pole. And I was like, who works out on a pole? Strippers.
Strippers. There you go. So everyone's saying Ash Williams. So, man, are you retarded?
Wait a minute. Everyone, that's one.
There's three. It's been Blimey, Adrian, and Axel Explode.
Okay, but here's my question. Okay, so okay, we've established it's not Winston. Doesn't Ash Winston sound like a better name?
Oh, put that in there.
If please, just come on.
All you gotta type is the name. Type Williams or Winston, which is your favorite, in the chat, and we'll tally it up. Now there's only four people in here.
There's only four people listening to us,
so
which
might be a tie.
Is a record. I'd like to say that for anybody who's listening to this for the first time, record.
We don't want to brag.
It's usually two or just one, which would be my dad. So,
if his last name is Winston, his first name might as well be Reginald. That's true.
No,
Reginald Winston the Third.
Well, with a first name
Supreme
like Reginald.
Supreme Conqueror of the Dead.
You know, no, Ash Winston, because a Winston, it sounds like a gun or a cigarette.
Winston's from Resident Evil, not that you've played Resident Evil.
I played Resident Evil.
Well, maybe that's where you got it from.
Maybe, probably not.
So everyone's saying they like Winston.
Winston's a good name.
All right. I'll give
it's
to
a
you.
Good name. So we've officially changed it. Okay, they're probably not going to go for that.
No, I don't think Bruce Campbell's going to give a shit.
If I call up Bruce Campbell, I'm like, hey, could you just redo these movies, just dub in?
Just call him up and be like, what's up, Winston?
Hey, Winston. My friend Jeff, he didn't have a problem changing it from Winston to Wilson. So how about you do it the other way around?
All eight people listening to our live stream really enjoyed it.
Everybody agrees that 15-year-old movie needs to be redone. It does need to be redone. I'd like to see a remake.
Please, sir, hand over the Necronomicon if it please you.
Oh God, such a good movie. I watched that on Thanksgiving.
Fun.
It was good. It was good. I watched it. Here's the thing.
What's the thing?
I've been talking shit about HD videos, right? I've talked shit about it. I'm like, it's a gimmick. I don't get it. It's not,
which you're retarded.
Well,
it's
not that big of a difference. My thing is, it's not that big of a difference, right?
You're retarded.
Well, no, I'm not. But
no. Yes, you
Evil
are.
Evil Dead in high definition, amazing.
You know what else is
It was
awesome?
Amazing.
We just watched Captain America on Blu-ray last night.
Captain America was pretty good.
Also amazing.
Who do you think would win in a fight, Captain America or Ash Winston?
Ash Williams.
Are you sure? Because his name's Winston now. We've changed it. I don't know. That would be a good fight. Be a good fight, but Captain America would end up kicking
his ass.
I do need
to watch Evil Dead again. Or Army of Darkness.
I watch it at least once a year. I can't believe I haven't fucking...
I should watch it over Christmas. That's totally a Christmas movie.
I think it's a Christmas movie. There's the question. What's your go-to Christmas movie?
Gremlins.
Gremlins. Nice.
The first.
The second one.
The only one that happened.
Nah, the second one's good if you have, like, kids.
And The Ref. If I want a comedy.
The Ref from Gremlins?
No.
There's a referee. Movie. He's like, foul ball.
The movie.
You're eating that yogurt too fast.
The movie.
The Ref?
Yeah. With Dennis Leary. Kevin Spacey's in it.
Okay, yeah. He's holding him hostage.
Hostage, yeah.
Holding
he's a criminal that ends up in their house.
That was actually a very good movie. Did horribly in the box office.
Yes, but
it's dark
awesome.
Comedy.
It's
dark
a very
comedy
dark
never does it.
Christmas comedy.
Mm-hmm. So. For me... Die Hard, of course, when I'm going for a classic. And then Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
Die Hard, I was talking to Laurel last year. I think we brought this up in the podcast, but Laurel did not believe me that Die Hard was a Christmas movie.
It's a Christmas movie. It is a Christmas movie. If you watch really closely at the end, you can see Santa's sleigh flying, but then an RPG gets it.
Yeah, well, that shit happens.
I mean, it's a stray. It happens.
Germans aren't very good at shooting. Anymore.
Well, we don't know it was anymore. German. It could have been anybody. It could have been some kid. It's in the credits. If you don't know what credits are, you should check out the documentary Credits.
People are saying Christmas Vacation. That's a good one.
Christmas Vacation was a good one. My favorite part of Christmas Vacation is when the wife, I don't remember her name, Mrs. Griswold,
yeah,
grabs Chevy Chase's jump.
And then they freeze.
And they freeze. Yeah. For some, even as a kid, I was like, that is awesome. And as an adult, I've had women do that to me where they're scared and they grab my dick.
Okay, weird.
Well, it's not really. I mean, it's through pants. It's not sexual.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Planes, Trains. See, that one, for me, that's a little depressing.
It is, but
I get a little. That's like a Christmas sadness.
Isn't Gremlins a little depressing?
It's, well, when all the gremlins die.
Exactly.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And that mournful song.
They were just having fun.
That song always makes me cry. Sometimes I put it on at Christmas.
Really? The Mogwai song?
The Mogwai song. It does.
You're
it
a
does.
Fucking freak.
Hey, that's
the
how
Star
I do
Wars
it.
Christmas special.
Oh my god.
Now,
so bad.
If you still have a copy of this, this thing is rare. This thing is hard to find. I'm sure it's on the internet if you really
look
hard.
It's on the internet. It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
I mean, it's horrible quality.
It is. My funny story about that. My teacher in high school, physics teacher, taught on
Star
Christmas
Wars
Day.
Physics?
He would go over, let's see how physics can go terribly wrong.
I think you mean the day before.
Well, it was the last,
like
day,
the last day
of school before
the
holiday.
Yeah.
And he would play that for his class. So he didn't say what he was doing. He's like, we're going to watch a tape on what happens when physics goes wrong. And they would put the Star Wars Christmas special in. It was so, so bad.
It is the family of Chewbacca's. The fact that the first 20 minutes is three Chewbacca's.
Talking. No subtitles. Because why would you do that?
No subtitles. Just kill yourself awful. It's really bad. If you want a good Christmas special, the Muppets did a Christmas special.
I don't remember that, but
it's old. Miss Piggy's late. There's a snowstorm. She's trying to get to the cabin. Everybody's freaking out. It's a good Christmas special. They showed it the same night as the Star Wars one, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, can I ask a question that's unrelated?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to know how many people in here like Blimey Games' channel.
Blimey Games' channel?
Yeah, I especially want to know how many people don't like Blimey Games' channel.
So out of the eight people that are watching.
Yeah, I want to poll. Because I don't want to work with this crazy bitch if no one wants to see her.
That's can we do a poll for Jeff, too? Because I want to see how many
people
like
Jeff. Oh, I know
like
nobody
Jeff.
Likes me.
I want to know.
But since I control the login, it makes it a little easier.
That's true.
Yeah, to deal with. Well, not easier for people to deal with. Maybe that's why we're losing all the subscribers, because people finally got sick of my shit.
You think?
Maybe.
I mean, that's why I stopped subscribing. Plus, that fat guy with the beard was pretty boring. He just sits there with his stupid beard and glasses.
Okay, so far.
Gets names wrong.
Just so you know, Blimey, people are. One guy said, who? Ama Yatora. You should go look it up. She's in here. You can just click on her name. Good Apollo 19 said Blimey's awesome. I think Ink with Then said never seen it, something else. Viral Rack likes it, but Blimey says it fucking sucks. So,
oh well, you have to take her word.
I don't think I can work with someone who's so self-loathing.
Yeah, you have to. So, you know, looking at the comments, somebody was saying they're asking if I was talking about a Muppet Christmas Carol. No, that's a movie. That's a movie. Not the worst of the new Muppet movies.
You're talking about a TV special.
It's a TV special made for TV. You might be able to find it someplace.
Those are my favorite. Adrian mentioned the Frosty the Snowman claymation. I have all those claymation videos
those
on
are
DVD,
fun.
And those are fun to watch.
Those are fun to watch, especially if you get high.
So it seems like not everyone except for Blimey likes Blimey.
Oh, that's
sorry.
That's weird.
I'll keep.
But she, I mean, she's
when
the
she
one that,
loves herself,
she's
then
the one
I'll
that
work
knows.
With her.
She's the one that knows.
She knows she's putting
I mean,
crap
we,
out.
We only see her.
I know,
we only see her on the computer.
I know we're putting crap out every time.
Well, that really are we?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You still need to give me that footage, by the way.
The footage of what?
Mario.
I do have to give you that footage.
Luckily, we have plenty of video to keep us through the next 2 weeks. We have another Nerd Wars.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're excited, everybody. And we have a Blimey video that we shot.
Oh, that'd be nice.
So, and then maybe you guys will finish editing something.
Maybe I'll finish editing something. I haven't really had any time.
He's been trimming. His trim job's keeping him busy.
Yeah, I'm trying to make that green sun.
People want an Animal Trash Christmas special, which we talked about.
We did talk about
it. We have a plan, sort of.
What? The
rough idea.
A rough idea that we can try.
Whether it happens or not. It's the one on Union Square, right?
Yeah.
We're on the same page?
Yes, we're on the same page.
Okay. So the question is, can we actually get out there? Can we find a weekend where all three of us are available to go shoot it?
Well, after the 10th, I'm available.
So.
And the real thing is we're going to need at least five other people.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, we want a big
group.
We want a lot.
Well, not everyone has to be talking at the same time. So you can have two on a hand.
Whatever.
We'll deal with it, but...
But yeah, we're going to try and get an Animal Trash Christmas special up there.
It's going to be like street interviews, sort of, but
yeah.
Not...
Yeah, but I mean, if you want to see Puppets Christmas, I mean, check out Animal Trash on YouTube. There's like two Christmas specials.
Maybe we'll repost it on ours, because we haven't had the Animal Trash Christmas on our channel.
No?
Yeah.
Okay, well, don't go to Animal Trash.
We'll move it over here. We get ad revenue on this channel, so watch it when we post it.
We'll put it over. We'll get
the $3 you guys
we'll do that.
End up giving us by watching our videos.
Okay.
And yeah, someone asked, I meant to comment today. YouTube's been broken all day.
Oh, really?
Sucked. So I meant to comment, but someone asked why I didn't put on the Nerd Wars Nathan Drake versus Ash. I didn't put... video of Ash.
Mm.
So they thought it was really one-sided. I was just trying to make Nathan Drake win.
Thank you.
Now, here's the reason I didn't. It's actually practical. YouTube's been flagging a bunch of our videos as being copyright because we have footage of videos in it. And like, it's not even the copyright holders. It's not even like Sony tagging us. It's some guy who put the trailer up, and because he's a partner, it automatically flags our video as being copyright because he uploaded it first.
All right.
And then the dispute process just takes for fucking ever. So we end up not getting money once it gets flagged. It's never happened with game footage. Never, ever, ever. So you'll probably not see movie or TV footage on a Nerd Wars again because copyright people are assholes. And I totally get why Google's doing it, but it's just a pain in the ass for us. Because we'd like to kind of show you what we're talking about.
Well, you're going to have to use pictures from now on.
Well, that's what I've been doing, which is taking longer because I have to Photoshop.
Oh, trust me. I know.
Yeah.
I know. Because I don't know how to get videos.
I had some really good pictures that I made in the last one. You should check out our videos every once in a while.
I should. I should do a lot of things. Yeah. I should take a shower. I shouldn't wear clothes covered in weed residue. But here I am.
Yeah, people like Viral Rec are complaining about the copyright crap. It's been annoying, but at the same time, I get it. If I had a copyright, I'd want them to enforce it. So
yeah.
Whatever.
I guess. I don't know.
Anyway, so I was sick. We got sidetracked.
Oh,
like
that's
we
right.
Do.
That was the plan, to talk about your sickness.
I've been playing shit tons of Skyrim.
Okay, well, that's a surprise.
Yeah, isn't it?
If nobody listened to the podcast 2 weeks ago, exact same thing.
Yeah, but I haven't finished the story.
Of Skyrim?
No, I'm now head of the Thieves Guild, head of the Assassin's Guild, head of the Mages Guild, almost head of the Bard's College. I'm on my way to being one of the big Imperials, but I'm saving that till last.
But you haven't done any of the story yet, have you?
I've done some of the story.
Oh, there you go.
I've gotten the scroll, if that means anything to anybody. It will to those who have gotten to that point and not to those who haven't.
Well, that, yeah.
But then I start playing WoW again because when you're sick, it's the kind of game that doesn't really require much thought.
Yeah.
So I started the new dungeons, new patch came out. New dungeons are really cool.
Yeah.
So if you have an account that happens to be active, you should probably log in.
Well, okay. So what makes the new dungeon so cool, man?
There's like, they mess with time and they go back. It's just the way they were designed. They're not the same all the time. And the one that is the same all the time is actually really neat and interesting and feels really different than all the other dungeons they've done. So anyway, I won't get too much into it.
Are there any new monsters in there?
There's always new monsters.
You know what? Do they have just like a big fat lady that just throws things.
There's Zane, but she doesn't throw things.
Damn it.
Someone asked what I thought of Mr. Pandera. Mr. Pandera is going to be awesome, but I was at BlizzCon, so I saw a lot more than a lot of people saw. Those who haven't seen much don't think much of it, but they're wrong. So,
Mr. Panzera?
Pandaria, it's the new expansion.
Mr. Pandaria?
Yeah. Look at you.
Here's my thing.
By the way, you misspelled shit on the last video you gave me.
Sure, of course. Mr. Panzeria sounds like a transvestite drag queen's name.
No, that sounds like her when she squirts. It's the mists of Pandaria.
Oh, I was saying Mista. Mista.
Oh.
One of the greatest
groups
ever, but it was Mr.
Mists of Pandaria. Or it's like a douche line, like a line of douches that a girl named Pandaria made.
Did they even make douches anymore?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never met anybody.
I'm buying you
a
douche for Christmas.
That seems about par. But I've never.
That's more than I normally get you for Christmas.
I've dated several women. Almost three.
I was going to say three, dude.
and here's the thing. I've been sent to the store to buy many things. Many things that I'd never wanted to buy. All the way from fake eyelashes to feminine hygiene products. Never once asked for a douche.
I've never been asked to buy a douche.
See, I've never.
Then again, Laurel rarely asks me to buy anything because Walgreens are so prevalent that you can just do it at lunch at work.
I guess that's true.
But anyway, I've never seen her buy douche either.
You think it's a secret thing?
And let me tell you, her
like hand lotion for guys?
Unicorn farts.
How do you know what unicorn farts smell like? If you could smell a unicorn fart, what do you think it would smell like?
Laurel's vagina.
Okay, so
I just beat you right there. But what, I just beat you.
Well, that's circular. That's circular logic. That's circular logic. I'm just asking. Well, maybe I don't want to know what a unicorn's. You know what? I don't want to know what a unicorn's butt
smells like. Laura's vagina.
Because then that's personal. Yeah. So let's find another. What do you think?
Skyward Sword. Someone asked, "Have you played it?" And I know the answer to you is no.
No, I don't even know what it is.
New Zelda game.
Oh, I've seen stuff for it.
Laurel put it on our wish list for family to get us for Christmas. So hopefully, it'll come in. Adrian says, why are we using Rock Band microphones? These are actually very expensive professional-grade studio microphones.
Oh, yeah. That's why our voices sound so great.
Hello.
You're listening to the Wacky Gamer Podcast. Brought to you by Vitamin Water. Now for adults.
Now for adults and with lots of head.
Yes, it was very good. Very heady, earthy vitamin water.
Yeah, that is getting me slightly intoxicated.
Who knew?
See, Virorack even know. They're sure SM58s. God damn, he's good.
Well, I don't... is that English?
You read it right here.
Oh, the microphone. Yeah. I thought he was going into robot talk.
Those are sure MS-58. 50302.
Does not compute.
Yeah, I had no idea what the hell was going on.
I want to see more viral rack responses to Nerd Wars because he hasn't done one in a while.
What a douche.
What do you want to talk about? I didn't come. It's been a long week, and it's only Tuesday.
Well, I could talk about something. I'm reading Wolverine Origins.
That's exciting.
It is kind of exciting.
I have comic excitement, too, later.
Oh, that's cool. Wolverine Origins, very good. If anybody's out there, I recommend getting it.
Which origin story is it?
It's his.
Yeah, but they've done like four of them.
Okay,
like,
so
here's... Sabretooth was done at the same time.
Okay, nah. Because here's what you find out. A lot of that, this is common knowledge. This isn't a spoiler. A lot of the history that we've known about Wolverine is just memory implants. A lot of it really didn't happen. A lot of it was staged by Weapon X. So... In Wolverine Origin, there's Wolverine Origin, which is him as a little boy, which I don't really like that much. Because he's like, I'm a little pussy, and now my claws are out, and I'm scared.
They're bullying me.
It's the 1800s, and I'm ever so polite. Okay, so that's nice. I don't like that one. Whereas Wolverine Origins...
Plural. Yeah.
That deals more with him getting into Weapon X, him in the present trying to figure out his past... Him dealing with the new memories and finding out.
So it's dealing with, he did the Weapon X project.
Yeah.
And he blacked out more or less, right? He doesn't remember.
Well, they erased his name after every mission.
And then it's mine. So it's the semi-classical storyline.
It's a semi-classical storyline.
Where he doesn't know how he was that way.
But now it's now he knows. He has his memory back.
Okay.
He has his memory back, or at least the majority of his memory back.
Yeah.
Because he's like 200 years old. So, I mean, it seems like you forget a lot.
In 200 years?
It seems like it.
Yeah, I can't remember what I ate last week.
I can't remember yesterday. I hope I went to work. Nobody seemed mad today, so it's a pretty safe bet. But I'll tell you for sure, I'm not going to remember today, tomorrow.
No.
I don't even... What were we talking about?
Wolverine.
Oh. Yeah. Have you read Wolverine Origins? We should talk about that on the podcast. It's really good.
We should... Is it?
It is.
Have you been reading it?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I've read the first three already.
Here's a better question. When are you going to loan it to me?
I can loan it to you next month.
That's a long time.
It's a long time, but I have to... Because it took... Here's the thing. All right. Uh-huh. Amazon.com. Love it. Cheap books. You can get really cheap comics. However...
Yeah.
They... You really don't know when you're going to get the comic.
No, you do.
You'll get it
when you have Amazon Prime.
Well, yeah.
Which you just need to tell me what you want and I'll order it for you. And then you just pay cash because I have a Prime membership. And that shit arrives in 2 days. No questions.
Yeah, maybe I should do that.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you. Amazon Prime is the best shit ever.
And then you don't have to pay for shipping either, do you?
No.
I might do that because half of the things that I... here's the way I do it on Amazon. I decide a character I want to read, you know, so I'll be like Spider-Man, and then I'll go cheapest to most expensive. You can find a lot of great comics for a penny.
Yeah, they're probably not Prime eligible if they're a penny.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuckers.
Just look, it says Prime on the page.
Well, what are you
if it
do?
Is.
Anyway, read Wolverine Origins. It's very good. And you get to find out how Dark Wolverine, Draken, comes to be about.
Have you read or saw the Walking Dead series? Have you been keeping up?
I haven't watched this season yet because I missed the first fucking episode.
Of the season?
And it's you can't find it anywhere. You're screwed.
It's not on demand?
No, it was like somebody told me, "Hey, Walking Dead, the new season's here." I'm like, "Oh, holy crap." And then I'm like, "Oh, wait a minute. You meant 3 weeks ago and now it's not on demand anymore."
Yeah, that's why I haven't watched it, is because I missed it when it came out, and then on demand, it's gone. So I'm waiting for the DVD store to get it, and then I'll pick it up on the DVD.
Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for it to come onto Netflix.
They're just slow down the hill at the DVD store.
Oh, at the here's the thing. You still go to a DVD store.
Yeah.
That is amazing to me.
Yeah.
That's like I went to the cobbler because my sneakers were damaged.
Well, they were.
Yeah, but there's how do you find a cobbler?
There's actually one down the hill.
Jesus Christ. It's like living in the Renaissance over here. They got a cobbler, they got a blacksmith, and a DVD store. It's fucking medieval times.
Level 39 young killer. So
just one of Jeff's
what I
want
to talk about comics.
Yeah.
I got finally the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Ooh.
The book finally came.
The first
It's the first 12, maybe? I don't know.
The first 12. I want to see that. Where is it?
Here, I'll depart, but you talk about something really fascinating for everybody.
Okay.
And I'll grab the book.
All right. You might as well grab more vitamin water.
We're out of that vitamin water.
Do we have any other vitamin water?
No.
Oh, God. There's no more vitamin water, guys. Vitamin water. It's what's inside you. So Jeff's going to get the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I actually got a couple Ninja Turtles comics. Are fucking awesome. The old school Ninja Turtles hard cover, for those of you just listening, hard cover, thick as a brick.
Yeah, is it's it the in black and white versions.
Oh, the black and white versions.
Unaltered.
Classic.
Well, I mean, it looks bigger
first
than the comic
appearance
book.
Of Krang.
Yeah, dude. Hold it up to the so the video people can at least get a good view of it.
All right.
But this is on Amazon. They kept dicking around with the date, but
how much was this?
I don't care.
Did you pay?
Was the answer.
Did you pay normal price?
I paid whatever it was because it's brand new. Like it just came out and just got
it's
released.
About time it came out.
So,
I guess I'll have to wait a year for somebody to decide they don't want it anymore.
So yeah, I've wanted to read these for a while, but the originals are so fucking expensive,
mm-hmm.
and I've had enough on my tablet that I didn't BitTorrent the images for them.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all here, baby.
Here, let me look at the.
It might say which issues it is on the front. So 1 through 7 on that page. Flip the next page.
1 through 7.
1 through 7. So it's the first 7 issues. Yes, Adam does like things that are thick as a brick in his butt. So don't be surprised if by the end of the podcast this book ends up
I'm going to put your book in my butt. Telephone. Jeff is so popular. Hey, one of the Ninja Turtles has a penis on page 21, bottom panel. Something for people to look for. Ninja Turtle Wang. I think the wiener goes into the shell. Anyway, Jeff's on the phone now. Some important, he's saying black. That's the only word I've heard. Hello in black. I'm pretty sure he's ordering a prostitute.
Or an iPhone.
It's probably a prostitute. No. I kind of know Jeff's preferences in prostitutes.
That was actually the finance guy from our company. He was
black men.
At the Verizon store ordering an iPhone 4S.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah. Black or white, he asked.
And why didn't you go white?
Because
self-hate?
I'm hella hip-hop.
Oh, okay.
Straight up hip-hop, and I like to represent.
I thought it's because the black didn't leave stains.
No, the black does leave stains. It's like emo makeup.
Yeah, but
someone said story time. Read page one.
Read
of the first issue. I'm sure there's like all 4 words on it, but you can read page one.
All right, everybody. It's time
for
a story.
You
got to
do it in a Renaissance. Actually, read panel one because there is a lot of
text. Here
we go.
Panel one. My name is Leonardo. We made a wrong turn somewhere. Now we're caught. Our backs are to the wall in a trash-strewn alley. Barring the way out are 15 members of the Purple Dragons. Ooh, Purple Dragons, that's a sex move. Purple Dragons, the toughest street gang on the east. Actually, no, that's when you hold your shaft until the head becomes a shade of purple. Anyway, that's besides the point, children. Street gang on the east side, the only way they'll let us out is if we're dead. Oh, my God. If we're dead.
People want story time every podcast. So let's make it that we read one.
We'll read one panel.
One bubble.
Of Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles every every episode.
And every episode.
By 2018, we should be at the end.
Around 2018.
Yeah.
And at my reading speed, that's usually when I finish a
book.
Dude,
I am irrationally excited about reading this.
Yeah,
so,
that's pretty sweet. That's pretty sweet.
If you guarantee, it's $49.99, so it is pricey. But
I thought you didn't want to say it.
I just didn't remember how
much I
paid
for it.
Here's a consolation.
Casey, I told you a while back, Casey got me the first Ninja Turtles comic.
Yeah.
The first hardback of the comic.
Yeah, yeah.
That cost $50. That was 2 comics.
Yeah. So this is great.
So that's an incredible
deal.
That's
a deal, but still, it's $50.
Technically, a big deal. The only disappointment I have with that one is that it doesn't go all the way up to when I think it's Leonardo or Raphael breaks their shell and it starts getting really dark and they start losing eyes and people are dying all around them. Because for those of you who don't know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, not originally really a kid's comic book.
It was basically sold to IDW, I think. IDW is the publisher, but it was sold to a toy company and they toyified the hell out of it
And that's,
for the TV series.
That's the Ninja Turtles that you know.
But yeah, the color cover does suck.
I actually like the color cover.
Oh, no.
I think it looks good.
But I will say you need to buy this if only so they guarantee that the second one will come out, because I do want all of them re-released.
I want the full thing, because I don't know what happens. After
issue 2,
I'm pretty sure after Raphael breaks the shell, I know they rivet it back together. That's all I know, and I need to know a hell of a lot more because I've heard that it gets awful.
And I know. Speaking of comics, since we're on the subject, the new Chew is going to be out February-ish, so I'm excited about that too.
If for those of you who haven't read Chew,
we've talked about it a lot.
Talked about it,
but
it is amazing,
and the guys are hella nice.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Here's my question. Okay, so Chew has a weird superpower, right? He tastes something and he can tell its whole origin.
Yeah. Right?
Okay, so if you could pick a superpower, what would your superpower be?
We already
be?
Talked about that.
No, I want to talk about it.
But let's put a restriction on it.
Okay.
It can't be a normal superpower.
I like this restriction. It can't be a superpower that any of the mainstream superheroes have.
Yes.
Right? Because we can't say something that's ever been in a comic. Everything's been in a comic.
True. At some point, or will be at some point.
Yeah. So.
I would like the ability to be a supreme bartender.
A supreme bartender.
But be able to know how everything mixes together and be able to, like, even poison people with my liquor or make or have, like, superpowers with my beverages.
That's a really weird, specific superpower.
Yeah.
It was a very...
Like, to give them powers through my mixology, basically.
There you go.
Mixology master. There you go.
Hypnotic farts.
So you basically just stole something from one of our video skits.
We don't have hypnotic farts.
We have perceived farts.
No. That's a guy who can make people think they smell fart. Mine...
We'll read everyone's in the chat channels because they're pretty funny in a second.
Mine would be, I fart, and then you become hypnotized. So, like, we're in an elevator, and you're like, oh my, I'm a dog. There you go. No, that's... I think
that's fun. I like
it.
Mine
is
better.
Fun. It's fun. I think the funniest thing is I'm thinking I have to get people to look into my butthole in order for it to work. All right,
now I need to scroll because people are posting these quick. Axel explode. Oh, that he didn't post anything useful. Amayatora posted lactating beer sounds useful.
Lactating beer sounds useful up until you have kids, and then child services. Hi, child services. What's wrong? Oh, what? My son? He's just belligerent. That's what he is.
Viral Rack didn't think his through. He said inflatable testicles. The key is to have inflatable and deflatable testicles.
Yeah, they need to deflate. Then I'm kind of down with it.
Yeah, because otherwise you just walk around with ginormous testicles all the time.
Whereas it would be, there's several times that I'd be like, if only
my balls were a little smaller.
If only my balls weren't so enormous.
Blimey wanted the power to emit unicorn farts. That's a good one.
Nobody knows what they smell like except for
Knibby 69 said the ability to shit Big Macs.
See, this is another one. This person didn't think it through. Are you really going to eat that Big Mac? Because I'm not.
I'm not. Who
is? I don't know who's eating them. Actually, there's the internet. You find somebody. Yeah, you can probably make a good living.
I bet you find 2,000-3,000 people who pay a lot of money for that.
Yeah, you probably start working at a McDonald's somewhere.
Yeah, in the back. They just don't show you.
Oh, of course. You just have to poop into... It would be difficult to poop into the little paper thing and then fold it up. Still warm.
Axel Explode did put control plastic. That's not too bad.
Control plastic's a neat thing. It's more useful than metal.
Young Killa kind of went with something already done. He said that to be Dragonborn, which is Skyrim. You're born of the dragon blood, basically.
Oh, spoiler, Jeff.
It's told to you in first. If you can't, fuck you if you haven't played Skyrim yet. And Crash Fan wants the power to control clothing.
The power to control clothes. See,
oh, my hoodie's up. My hoodie's down.
No, actually, that's smart. Smart man. Because if you can control clothing, you can control anybody who's in the clothing.
Oh, Young Killa basically stated your superpower. You want to read it?
What's my superpower? The ability to have nosebleeds whenever I want. And to sneeze whenever I want. All right, so me. You want to be me. Hey, well, don't worry about it,
Adam,
buddy.
Does get a dry nose.
I have a very, very, very dry
temperamental nose.
It's fucking crazy temperamental.
And it likes to bleed a lot.
I want a
right
magic
before
pencil
the
so I can draw anything that comes alive.
No, he wants his drawings to come alive.
He wants his drawing to come alive. I get that. Ink Within said that. But that's called The Chalk Zone. It's a TV show.
Oh, that's
but
everyone
it's
knows that.
But it's chalk.
Whatever, dude. You're stretching.
There was another TV show about the exact same thing, though.
What about Harold and the Purple Crown or whatever that was?
Harold, is that another sex move?
No, but it could be.
The Harold and the Purple Crown. I think I saw that movie.
With Ryan Cronin? Starring Ryan Cronin?
Yeah, it's a sex movie, right?
When he butt dials me in the middle of it?
Mm-hmm.
That's
amazing that he could get the pencil and squeeze it enough to hit all the keys to dial you.
It's weird.
It's really good. Check it out. Purple Crown.
Ryan
something.
Cronin did butt dial me in the middle of a set the other day. That was fun.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean a real butt dial, not when you put a pencil in your butt and then
dial the numbers. No, like
because that's hard. Mirrors. If anybody wants to do it, mirrors.
If you want to know the trick,
it's the trick.
You just ruined the magician's
thing.
I
did kind of ruin it, but it's a mirror. It's how you do it is with a mirror. But remember, everything's backwards in the mirror.
Yeah.
Practice.
It does.
Smart person uses two
mirrors.
I've
tried to write backwards. Doesn't work.
You tried to write backwards just on paper or write in a mirror?
but write correctly.
Yeah, that's hard. I don't know why we're talking about that.
I don't, because you brought it up, dude.
Touche.
See, people are talking about the Chalk Jones. And Simon is Chalk, whatever. I don't fucking remember this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's funny because the Chalk guy at the show, the Murphy show, was getting on me for cursing in the podcast because he listens to it at work.
Mm-hmm.
And his office isn't conducive to headphones because I guess he's got to hear what's going on.
Yeah, he was telling me that too, that we swear too much.
And I'm like, well,
shit.
I didn't want to say fuck you because he was being nice and it's a completely legitimate piece of feedback.
I like James.
But that's just how I do. I can't help it.
That's his first word was cunt bubble, yeah, which is technically two words. Doctors were amazed. They're like, two words is your first word. That's amazing.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
And then he said,
mom,
fuck you, cunt bubble. And then they're like, okay, you know what? Just get rid of this kid.
Yeah, mute him.
Mute him.
Take out his vocal cords now. He won't even notice.
They tried. Yeah. And it didn't work.
Didn't. Because I kept saying cunt bubble.
Cunt bubble.
Vitamin water. We're never going to get a sponsorship for vitamin water if we say
no,
cunt bubble.
No. They maybe.
No. Never. Okay. So last topic. People put some comments if you want, but we're going to wrap up. You got anything else?
Hello, my name is Simon. Well, that's what Ink Within wanted to hear, so I did it for him.
I know, but I still hit you.
Do I have anything else I want to talk about? What's your plan for the zombie apocalypse?
We've talked about this.
I came up with a couple really good plans.
If you want to talk about your plans, that's
fine. I was thinking about it today, because I have a lot of time to think of work. I'm going to open a candy shop. See, everybody's going to be running away, but who's going to have a candy shop? This smart bastard. I'm going to make a killing. It's a good idea.
It's so bad. It's
no?
so bad.
How about this? What if I dress
like a...
It's
almost as bad as when you told me you were quitting your other job that you quit.
Oh, that was a great idea.
That was a terrible idea.
It was a smart idea.
You needed that lack of money that you were not getting.
No, I'm making just as much money doing nothing.
The Mario video is coming. Adam's the dickhead who hasn't fucking given me the video footage. It's a comment.
See,
someone
to everybody listening to this.
I don't care.
It's like you're schizophrenic.
It gets me riled up.
You read what people say and then you start screaming about it, but they don't. Nobody else knows.
Fine.
Nobody else knows.
I hate you.
How about this for a zombie apocalypse plan? I dress like a dog. They never go for the dogs. So you have to wonder. Right now, I smell like a dog.
So you're going
to
be Wilfred.
I smell, yes. But I've actually started practicing walking on all fours. It looked more like a bear because my butt's so high up. But I think I can get it.
I'm just going to ignore this.
I'm just saying, I smell like a dog already.
Okay.
And so, if I dress like a dog, the zombies will probably be like, oh, it's a dog, we should pet him. And then that's how I get to and from my candy shop.
This is the dumbest thing.
This is some good shit.
Okay, here's a good topic because we should address this.
Okay.
Drunk podcast. When you want to do it?
Oh, drunk podcast? We're not doing it right now?
No, this is...
oh, my God.
This is vitamin water,
dude. I drank so much before I got here, though.
That was your trim job.
I was shooting up heroin.
When do you want to do it?
In the parking lot. I don't know.
And who would your preferred guest be?
We're going to get two guests or one guest?
Which, me, you, Ryan, automatically.
And then one other person?
Yeah, we can try getting five around this table. We could do it, but...
Well, we got to try and figure out, you know, who would be fun.
If you want Hamface back, he's down. We'll do Hamface again.
We can do Hamface again. Red Scott, for those of you who don't know.
No, well, just Hamface.
Just Ham. That's,
he's
just
not
gonna...
allowed to be Red Scott. He's only allowed to be
Hamface.
He is
honey glazed.
He's lost a lot of weight.
He's lost a lot of weight, but then you can really see the cloves
sticking out, and the apple sticking out of his stomach.
That poor man with the pineapple for glasses. Why?
So who would you have if we invited a guest?
A guest. So we got to think of somebody who's fun to get drunk with.
Unfortunately, Joe's leaving.
Joe's leaving, right?
So at least we don't know anyone else.
But that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
We had three people we knew, and now we're down to two. That's sad. I think we could pick a lot of people.
I know Brendan Lynch would do it.
Brendan Lynch would be funny to get drunk. I've never gotten drunk with Brendan.
No, it would be a wild card.
It would be a wild card, but I'm pretty sure after a chicken nugget shot, he'd be down for whatever.
I would do chicken nugget shots again.
I wouldn't do it with the lemon. The banana.
The banana was kind of foul.
The banana was bad.
The lemon was
Man, I want a nugget. Now I'm just hungry.
What's
happening?
Adrian said he'd do it via Skype. No, we need people to be here because you have to eat the nuggets and we have to get it on video.
Yeah, we have to torture you in person.
Otherwise, I'd be down. If Blimey wants to fly down here just to get drunk and eat really horrible chicken nuggets dipped in shit, that would happen, but I doubt she's going to go for that.
Yeah. I say we try it with Brendan Lynch.
All right. Well, if Brendan Lynch is listening, he can email me. He says he listens to the podcast.
Oh, this will be the invitation. This is the test.
If you haven't looked up Brendan Lynch, you should. He's a funny guy. You have the right guy.
Younger, Norm MacDonald.
When he's tall, yeah, and really
very tall.
Dry humor.
Very dry.
But funny guy.
But actually really funny. I mean, but it's ridiculous.
If he listens, shoot us an email, podcast@wackygamer.com. We'll hook that up. Oh, maybe in the new year.
Yeah, that sounds about
right. Sounds good?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, at the end of the year.
I think that's it for us now.
Is
you got anything else?
I hurt my arm playing darts.
That was fascinating. I'm sure people really want to hear about that.
Well, the fact that I wasn't even doing it.
No,
did you just stop it?
I just don't think anyone cares.